You're listening to the New Music Show, playing new releases from around the UK.
Hello, welcome back to the New Music Show. We are now on Series 6. Can you believe it? We started this in November 2020, during that horrible period of the lockdown, and we're still going strong, even stronger than ever. We've got an exciting show for you today. We've got tracks. That was from that was a track called Ignite from Dead at the Ritz. We've got tracks coming up from Tooth and Dagger. We've got Lauren, Tiger Mendoza, Bertie, and an exclusive interview with Nicole Allen. She's coming on the show with her new release that's out today on April the 28th. So check that out in a moment. Stay tuned. We've also got some little snippets of a showcase we did in Reading, actually, in Blue Collar Corner, sort of a street food place in Reading. And I put on two showcases, so we've got some snippets and some interviews with different artists who've played there as well. So stay tuned. So next up, we've got a new track sent in to us by Tooth and Dagger, and they're from Stourbridge, and it's called Stories.
We'll be right back.
Yes, that's what we needed. So we've been off air for a while. That's because we've been working hard on this new show, new format. So each show will play five tracks sent in from our listeners. So if you're listening and you want to send in your tracks, your new releases, what we're looking for in the studio is sort of radio quality, broadcast quality production, and obviously a good song as well. And a good tune. So just go to our website. It's www.thenewmusic.show. That's www.thenewmusic.show. There's a little click on there, a link that says submit a track to the studio. If you fill in your details, it's really important that you listen and to your quality of production, because we get hundreds, and I literally mean hundreds, of tracks sent to us in at the show here. And we can't play everything, but we'd love to play everything. So we're going for a really good quality, broadcast quality. We want to keep the standard of the quality of the output of the show really high. So if you're listening and you record and release your own music, or if you're an independent artist and you're signed to an independent label, that's the sort of stuff we want to hear. And we want to give you a chance to get some more streams, get some more downloads. And perhaps the other shows have missed you. So check it out. And if you want to play live, stay tuned, because we'll be doing a showcase throughout the whole of the country for the rest of this year and next year as well. So stay tuned and listen out for more details. So in the meantime, we're going to mix it up a little bit. And this is a track called The Feeling by Lauren.
Touching me, baby, to low light. Moving time with me. Turn off your mind.
That was The Feeling by Lauren. Nice dance track there. Really good vibe. And staying in with that sort of vibe, we've got another act here from... So Lauren was from London. We've got another act here from Oxford. Tiger Mendoza featuring Emma Hunter. And this track's called Without. That was called Without by Tiger Mendoza and Emma Hunter. They're from Oxford. And if you want to follow these bands that we've been playing, on these artists that we've been playing, every episode we always list out who we've played and links to their socials. So if they've given us a Facebook page, we'll link to that, or an Instagram, we'll link to that, or Twitter, and or even their website. So definitely follow these bands and like them, and don't just like them, but buy their music. Stream it by all means, but buy it. Go to Bandcamp and see if they've got a CD for sale as well, or an EP for sale. So earlier on this year, January and February, we had two live showcases at Blue Collar Corner, and I'm testing out how we can take the podcast. We've been going 3 years now on the podcast during lockdown, and it was a project I started just, my name's Pete Doyle, by the way, we just started this project to try and get musicians positive frame of mind, keep writing music, and of course we couldn't gig in those horrible months, which turned out to be years. So the podcast really was there to support live music and original music from artists around the UK, mainly independent artists. So what we did in January was very kind people at Blue Collar Corner let us put on a live showcase. We did one in January, one in February, and here's some highlights. Thank you very much for coming to Blue Collar Corner. Yes. So what we're doing this afternoon is we are showcasing new music from around Reading, and this is the very first showcase that we're going to take around the whole country. I'm here with Helen Wren. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I've just played my first originals gig for quite some time, and I'm buzzing, so thank you.
That's all right. So how long did it take you to write the set today? You've been working on it for a while?
Probably since you asked me about doing the gig, I started thinking about what songs I was going to play, brushed up on some old ones, and the more recent ones, I finished them off, so...
Brilliant.
And everyone gave me the motivation I needed. So.
Brilliant. Well, you can chill now. You've done a great set.
Yeah.
Get a drink and something to eat.
Absolutely. Very much looking forward to the other acts as well.
Thanks a lot, Helen. I'm here with Colours and Fires. Sophie, hi.
Hello.
How was your set today?
That was really good, thank you. Absolute pleasure playing it. It was really, really nice. Had lots of fun, thank you.
I tell you, we were following every word, especially the last song, We Are The People. It was a real anthemic song, so thank you for playing that.
I know, you're very, very welcome, and luckily there's a few people that know the words, so they were singing at the end to make it feel a little bit more anthemic as well, so that was really cool, thank you.
That's good, and you've been writing, how long have you been writing your own songs now then?
Only about 6 or 7 years, it's not that long that I've been writing them, but they're coming out fast and furious, so I've got too many, more written than I have recorded, so...
Well, I'm a big fan, and thank you for playing today. So if people want to get hold of you, how would they hear your music online?
So if you can either go to www.colorsandfires.com, or you can look up Colours and Fires on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the things of the things, as I normally say. Colours and Fires.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, and thank you for putting on such a great day.
Cheers. So hi, Pete Doyle from New Music Show. I'm here with Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
So you've just come off stage. How was your performance today?
Well, I was pretty happy with it, I would say. Very nice vibe, nice atmosphere, good sound, very nice event.
So we're here in the Blue Collar Corner in Reading. That's part of our Songwriter Showcase, the very first showcase we're going to do across the UK. And so you played all original songs today?
Absolutely, not a single cover.
And how long have you been writing songs?
Oh, gosh. A long time. I'd say about 25 years.
Wow.
Indeed. I started young. My first songs were pretty dreadful, especially grammatically. Being from Finland, I was writing everything in English, and it was dreadful. But I've developed since. I've learned the language, you know.
And have you got any songs that you were particularly enjoying tonight? Any of your...
Yeah, I'd say my new one, The Nuclear Love. I enjoyed that one, even though I messed up a few lyrics. But... yeah, I like that.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pete Doyle from New Music Show. I'm here with Holly Shillitoe. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Pete.
So you've just performed at our showcase. How was your performance today?
Yeah, it was really good. Really receptive audience and a really lovely place to play.
Yeah, it's cool in here, isn't it?
Really nice. I really appreciate the flowers.
Yeah. And so how long have you been writing and playing your own songs now?
I've been playing live for about 4 years, but a year and a half of that was lockdown, so although I did do some online gigs in that time, but I've been writing my own songs probably since I was, poems at least, since I was about 12, songs probably since I was about 16, but no one ever heard them.
Yeah, and what would you advise someone who's sort of thinking about maybe moving a career and start doing songwriting on the side? You know, how do you make time for doing songwriting when you've got a job to do as well?
I find it much harder now. I'm not sad all the time. I feel like most people would say they relate to that. It's much easier to write about heartbreak and sad things because it's so cathartic. How do I make time? I don't know that I really do make enough time. I should definitely make more. I try and schedule. I've started now actually doing 10 minutes of things, setting a timer, doing 10 minutes, because inevitably once the timer goes off at 10 minutes I want to carry on, but getting that first 10 minutes in is always challenging. There's always like something else you could do. There's Instagram to look at, there's the TV to watch, there's the washing to put on. Suddenly I want to fold all my clothes again and put them back in the drawers. But if I just start with 10 minutes and then once I've done one productive thing in that 10 minute slot, I'll inevitably go on to something else productive. It's like kick-starting me into that mindset, I suppose.
I like that. I really like the 10-minute rule.
Yeah.
Very cool. So how can people hear about you, hear your music online?
I am on most streaming platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, that same thing.
I think so.
YouTube. I've got some videos on YouTube now that I recorded at Pyramid Studios. Yeah, if you can spell my surname, that is.
Brilliant. Thanks again, Holly. Thanks for playing today, and we'll keep following you.
Thanks, Pete.
I'm here at Blue Collar Corner.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you enjoying the music today?
I think it's amazing to give local artists a spotlight to showcase their own tunes in a safe space such as this. I think because it's so close to the centre, you get people from all sorts of parts of Reading, and people who would just wander by and go, oh, that sounds pretty good, can actually come back with a memory and look these people up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's really nice that you've asked people to do originals and not covers, because it gives people the chance to showcase their work. And also there's lots of venues that host open mics where people do lots of covers, so this is really unique and really special.
Thank you. Anyone else got any ideas?
Yes, thoughts? We love seeing live music in Reading. The more live music, the better.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. I'm here with Pete Wheeler, who's the event manager at Blue Collar Corner. Hi, Pete.
Hello, Pete. How you doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yep. So, how did it go today for you at the Blue Collar Corner?
Absolutely great, mate. I mean, really perfect way to start working with yourself and kind of do more within local music, really. I mean, we started last month in December with an Are You Listening festive matinee, and they brought down four acts, and that was the first time we actually did any live music here. I remember that's when you and I spoke and talked about doing something here, and I think it's really worked well and really good quality and great to see so many local talented musicians playing it.
Fantastic. And do you want to do more sort of events in the year to sort of promote new music and songwriters and things like that?
Absolutely. I think that's something that's we've all been talking about today, really, is the amount of talent in Reading and the amount of places where people get the opportunity to play, and I really want Blue Collar Corner to play a big part in that.
Brilliant. And if anyone's interested in doing an event, how do they get hold of you?
So easiest thing to do is to send us a little message on one of the social medias. So it's all at Blue Collar Food, and if you just chuck a message on there, then I'll probably be there checking the messages anyway, and I'll then give you more details so we can have a chat and see what can happen.
Brilliant. Thanks, Pete, for letting us play here and bringing the new music show to the Blue Collar Corner.
Absolute pleasure.
That was amazing. That was our very first live offline showcase at Blue Collar Corner, which is kind of like a street food restaurant bar in Reading, where I live, of course, and also where we sort of founded the new music show. But it is a national show, and we want to create a national showcase. So if you're listening and you want to run a showcase in your town, or you're a promoter, or maybe you're a venue and you put on live music, then get in touch. Simply go to the website, which is www.thenewmusic.show, and find the contact details on the website and just send a message to us at the studio, and we'll talk about getting a showcase up and running this year in your local area with original artists. So I'm really excited about this. We've been doing this podcast now for almost 3 years. It started as a lockdown project, but I can see it expanding across the whole country now. And I'm literally inundated with tracks that keep coming through. Even when we're not on air, we're still getting a lot of tracks sent to us. So if you want to send your track to us at the studio, all you've got to do is go onto our website, www.thenewmusic.show. That's thenewmusic.show. There's a link on there that says submit a track. That comes through to us in the studio. We all have a listen. We all have a vote. It's quite democratic. Normally I win. I'm joking. No, it is a very democratic process. And we want to play some music. So we're looking for radio sort of quality production. So we're looking for artists that have already invested in their songwriting and invested in their production. So that's really important. We want really good quality production as well, so we can play it on the show. And if you're interested, if you're a promoter or a live music venue in a local town, in your town, just get in touch with us. And we'll see if we can get a live showcase going in your town. And then also the third really bit of exciting news is if you want to present your own version of the show, we're interested in doing that as well. You can do a takeover of the show. So get in touch with me. That's Pete Doyle at The New Music Show. So just go into our website and send all the contact details are on the website. The New Music, thenewmusic.show. And I want to hear from you. So stay tuned for our exclusive interview with Nicole Allen. She's had a single released today on April the 28th. It's called Should Have Known Better, and she talks about her single and her whole songwriting approach as well. But before the interview, let's just have a listen to another track sent into the show by Bertie in London, and this is called Someone Like Me.
Put an ad in the classified. Boy seeks girl along these lines. 5'2", Chanel perfume. Over orders Deliveroo. Mrs. Yoga on a Tuesday. I've been searching far and wide. Tried to keep an open mind. For a girl with a mum called Jen and a dad called Tom. Lives at 171. Is that too much to ask? All I need is someone like you to love. All I need is someone like you to love. Gotta have blonde hair, big green eyes. Works too hard, always kind. Someone like me needs someone like you to love. I've been swiping left and right a couple hundred thousand times. I've left and cried, had too much wine. Learned every stop on a central line. I might have made some friends for life. All I need is someone like you to love. All I need is someone like you to love. Gotta have blonde hair, big green eyes. Works too hard, always kind. Someone like me needs someone like you to love. I got one thing right, lightning don't strike twice. I got one thing right, lightning don't strike twice. I got one thing right, lightning don't strike twice. I got one thing right. All I need is someone like you to love. All I need is someone like you to love. Gotta have blonde hair, big green eyes. Works too hard, always kind. Someone like me needs someone like you to love. All I need is someone like you to love. All I need is someone like you to love. Gotta have blonde hair, big green eyes. Works too hard, always kind. Someone like me needs someone like you to love.
You're listening to The New Music Show with Pete Doyle.
Hi, it's Pete Doyle here from The New Music Show, and I'm with Nicole Allen. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Nice. Thank you for having me.
That's okay. How are you doing?
Yep, doing really well. I've been looking forward to this interview. So, yeah, quite happy about it. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, and welcome to the show. So we met, we've known each other a while. You operate in Reading and you perform in Reading, but you also did our first New Music Show showcase in the Blue Collar earlier this year. And how did you find that showcase?
Oh, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was a really good atmosphere. Luckily there was a few of my friends that were performing as well, along with some musicians that I had been meaning to see, so it was really nice to see them play live. There was also quite a few supporters there for original music, so it was quite nice to play to a new audience as well that were really into new music, really. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me on that.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And the reason you're on the show is because you've got a single coming out.
I do, yes, on the 28th of April. Very exciting stuff. We're really excited because we actually started recording the track in lockdown. The producer that I was working with and also a friend of mine, Amari Johnson Daly, he reached out sort of, if not so much halfway through lockdown, but kind of a couple months in, asking if I was willing to record. And obviously I jumped at the opportunity because we all needed a distraction from what was going on. Luckily, I had a little bit of a recording setup so I could record my vocals and the acoustic guitar. And he did a great job. He's also a multi-instrumentalist, so it meant that we didn't have to ask other musicians to send in recordings because he could play it all from home, which was quite amusing because it meant if we didn't know how something went, I would sing what I wanted to hear and he would replicate that on an instrument. He also, you know, he gave me some different ideas and things to think about as well with regards to the vibe we wanted. And it was a great team effort. I thought it was really cool because I'd been sitting on that song for years. I don't know, you know what songwriters do, we save the song. You save it and you archive it and then it just sits there. So I was quite sick of that and I thought, well, we've had a great year of gigs and everything is moving the way it should be now. It's about time that my own stuff got out there as we've got a whole new fan base of people that want to hear original music and see it live as well. So yeah, really excited.
Well, let's have a listen to the single as well, because you've very kindly given me a link to it. So we'll have a listen, and then when we come out of the track, I want to talk a bit more about the song and what inspired you, and also a bit more about you and how you got into this. So let's have so do you want to introduce the song for me?
Yes, of course. Right, next up, it's Should Have Known Better by myself, Nicole Allen. Please enjoy.
Caught up in dreams. Reality can kiss my... Oh, I care about tomorrow when today ain't done with me yet. Well, I got hours on my side and I know I got plenty of time to mess up today before tomorrow's sun comes up. Sun comes up. Waking up won't never feel harder as I hold my head and the room's running circles around me. Gonna walk into every room with my big hairy cowboy boots. Gonna mess up today before tomorrow's sun comes up. Oh, I should've known better than a dance on the way back up. Oh, I should've known better than to pray to the Lord when the whiskey's on the way back up. So here's to today before tomorrow's sun comes up. So here's to today before tomorrow's sun comes up. Na 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 na, never coming up, never coming up, never coming up, never coming up, never coming up. Tomorrow's sun's never gonna come.
So that was Should Have Known Better by Nicole Allen, and I'm with Nicole now. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Hello.
So that was your new single.
It was, yes.
And you say that's been a project for a couple of years and you finally got it mixed and mastered.
Yep. Yeah, we got it to a point where we were happy with it and we wanted, well, I wanted people to hear it. It's a good time song. I hope it makes people, you know, just feel good and have a great day and hopefully listen to it again and again and again. It's a bit of an earworm.
Yes.
So I apologize if it does your head in at some point, but sorry, not sorry, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And that's the whole point, isn't it? And so there's a country, obviously there's a country theme for that. Is that the sort of genre that music that you write to? Is that what you listen to? How did you come into that sort of genre? And what was your background as a singer and as a musician as well?
So I've always enjoyed country music, writing country music. In fact, when I was early teens, I never knew I was actually writing country music. It was when I met my friend Casper Jensen, who I still work with. We met through the music scene and he asked me to sing on one of his songs and I sang in one of mine and he said, "That's country." And I was like, "No, it's not." Because obviously when you think country, you think of the 70s, you know, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, those big characters.
Yeah.
But then he introduced me to people like Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, Reba McEntire, Kerry Underwood, these amazing singer-songwriters. Yeah. And my songs were very like in with the modern country genre. So naturally, I write country music very naturally, but I do also enjoy a challenge. So I've also written with folk duos and also written with some rock artists as well, also some indie artists. So even though naturally I would write country, I do like to adapt to the artists as well.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. So, yeah.
And were you always in Reading? Have you always been around Reading or have you moved to Reading as a base?
So I moved to Reading in 2014 from Spain.
Okay.
So I'm from Spain. My parents are British, hence blonde hair and blue eyes. But yeah, I grew up in Spain and then wanted to make a success or at least progress in the music industry and meet some really interesting people. And obviously the UK is a great place to explore the music industry. So I moved here and started the journey by busking. So, and it's worked. I mean, I've met some incredible musicians and incredible sound technicians and producers as well. So don't regret it at all. I really enjoy Reading. We have a lot of talented people that should be recognised.
You do a lot for the Reading music scene as well. And I know you're naturally a modest person, but I'm going to tell our listeners exactly what you regularly put on mics, open mics, and also promoting other acts as well, collaborating with other musicians. So you are the Reading music scene. So I'm really grateful for you and your hard work putting that for other people as well. And what nights are you running at the moment around the Reading area?
At the moment, I'm running a weekly open mic night at the Butler on Chatham Street every Friday. It's a great crowd. I've been running it now for about 4 or 5 years and it's just grown. People are traveling in from other places to play. The atmosphere is, I mean, I couldn't ask for better people to come and enjoy the night. Yeah, I'm very grateful for everybody who turns up, but the atmosphere is incredible and everybody gets a fair slot.
Yeah.
And I try and do my best to make sure that everybody shares with the audience, like where they can find their music, go and chat to them after. I have this thing where it's a music table, so all the musicians sit on one table and I kind of force people to get to know each other because it's a network, it's a community. That's how we all work. That's how we all get to the next place or find the next gig. It's all about meeting different people and different backgrounds, and it's so important to have a safe hub to express your new original songs or even if you're learning.
Yeah.
you know, to see what you want to sound like and work towards that. It's so important to have influences like that, and the Open Mic Night has turned into that, I would like to think.
Yeah, it so definitely all, has. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally with you on that. I'm all about building communities. We're all musicians. We've all got the same soul, and we all want to get our music out there. No, I really appreciate you doing that. And you also run a singer soup kitchen as well, did you say, as well?
Yes, so that's every first and last Thursday of every month, where there are three independent artists who join me. And we basically create a one-night-only acoustic band, if you will. It's no particular genre. We've had blues to rock to indie folk, you name it. People have come and played. And also, it's not the same genre of artists on at the same time. So, for example, we have had folk and Lupin on the same night, and they've ended up having a really good jam. I say jam, but it sounded like they'd rehearsed it 1,000 times. Like, they're very professional. It's so every first and last Thursday is different. Even if you've seen that artist before on the Singer Soup Kitchen night, they're playing against someone that you haven't seen before, so it's a completely different sound. And also it's very nice for the audience to see the other side of it. It's not shiny perfection. Literally done on the night, and it's an opportunity for people to see that. Whereas normally you all meet up and have a jam night or sing along in private away from people having a drink, you know. So, but it's a great, again, the atmosphere is the most important. The musicians feel comfortable and they experience something that they don't normally get to experience. And the audience can have a great laugh with us as well. And that starts from 8 p.m. till around 11. And there's three sets. So you get a beer break or a cigarette break in between, or a vape break, whatever you usually have a break. And that's at the Outlook on King's Road in Reading Town Centre.
Nice. Very good. I must come along. I've not been to one of those, but I must come along and watch.
Well, you need to play one as well.
Yeah, I'll bring my loop pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Any excuse to play.
Yeah.
And so if any of our listeners want to get hold of your music, how do they get hold of you on Facebook or Instagram?
Right, so my tag on Instagram and Facebook and also TikTok recently is at Nicole Allen 95. Allen is spelled A-L-L-A-N. So it's Nicole Allen 95 on those three platforms. That's Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I also have a YouTube channel. If you pop in Nicole Allen, it should come up, hopefully, fingers crossed. And the single is being released on all the major platforms, so Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. Also, you can use it in your story on Instagram if you so wish. Suits your story, please use it and tag me in it and I will share it.
That's a very good idea. I like that.
Well, we can get a complete online network. But that's how you can get hold of me. Or you can always come to one of the events. The events are floating around online as well, if you did want to come down or what dates they were. Yeah. Like, I also do the Wheelwrights as well in Hurst. And we're actually putting on a local artist festival as well, which is the Wheelies Fest, which is on the 26th and 27th of May. It's a free entry. You do have to reserve a ticket, just because obviously limited numbers, but you don't have to pay for the ticket. So that's also a really cool thing. And also, if you would like to hear the song being played live with an amazing band, that's happening on the 8th of May, which is a bank holiday Monday. We've got really great support artists as well. We have the fabulous Helen Wren, which is, I call her the country queen of Berkshire, because she is Reading's answer to Dolly. And we also have the fantastic duo that work harder than anyone I know, which is Tomorrow Bird their harmonies are amazing, and they're just so nice. They're so nice. As people go, they are beautiful people.
And I always ask my guest, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, Nicole. I always ask my guests if they want to play some tracks of people they support locally as well. So are there any tracks that I can play for you from people you know in the local area, new music?
Yes, of course there is. Well, top of my head, first person I always think of when you say local artists is my amazing best friend, Sophie Sheehan from Colours and Fires. She has some fantastic originals. So one of her songs, any of them, they're all great. And also the guy who's taken over the South on folk music, which is the One-Eyed Man, any of his songs as well. I think he's also got a new one coming out as well. So
I have to check. Both top quality people as well.
And great people.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and all the best of luck, and please come on again and for your
next interview. Yes, I'd love to. Yes, no, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this interview. Thank you very much.
That's all right. It's a pleasure. Have a good evening.
Yes, you too.
Yeah. cut loose and relax, yeah, that's most people's goal. For me, it's a walk up by the round hole and walk in the cliff, right to the top. We're climbing the dunes up to the little farm shop, and they've gotta escape way out of town, and it's about time that I go down. Oh, down to the coastline, hoping to find my beat in the corner shore, and I'll be chilling with friends of mine. Pull up on a glass of wine with the open sea ahead of me. Where I belong, oh, it's where I belong. Back in the Cornish shore. There's a house in Trevone, it's my second home. Back in the days of glory, we got plenty of stories, and I've been gone for so long. Now I'm just a tourist, only the dogs didn't recognize me for too long now, and I've got an itch, and I've got a scratch, and it's about time that I go back. Oh, down to the coastline, hoping to find my peace in the Cornish shore, and I'll be chilling with friends of mine. Pull up on a glass of wine with the open sea ahead of me. It's where I belong, oh, it's where I belong. Back in the Cornish shore. Country roads of the Cornish shore, where I belong. I've been up and over country roads of the Cornish shore, where I'm, where I belong. Up and over the Cornish shore, where I'm, where I belong. Oh, it's where I belong. In the Cornish shore. It's where I belong.
You're listening to The New Music Show with Pete Doyle.